This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number two, 3 hour show. We call it The Usual Suspects. It's Barry. It's Joel. Nick's on vacation. Tyler, appreciate you stepping in for Nick as Nick is camping in a cabin.
Camping, quote unquote.
In a cabin with plus 70-year-old people.
Yeah.
I bet the bingo and dominoes are going to be off the chain.
Yeah. And they're probably playing gin rummy.
I mean.
Or what do old people play? Bridge.
The bridge, right.
He's probably playing bridge.
Drinking some Manhattans.
Yeah. Out here at Prime Social. I got to say one more time.
Okay.
The wait staff.
I kind of know where you were going with that.
Top shelf. Great service.
Bottom shelf, too. Just going to let you know. Let's not.
If you've been on the fence about getting out here and playing some poker, top shelf. Top shelf out here.
7801 Westheimer Road. You can't miss it. It's on the corner of an intersection with a light. So you can make sure that you will find it. And once you do, you won't be sad you did. It is clean. It is top scale. It is good food, great scenery, and really good games of poker. Lots of tables going on right now. Lance is still alive. He's competing. I believe that he just came over and said there isn't actually a bounty on him and AJ.
Yep.
AJ Hoffman's still here as well, so those two guys are still competing.
By the way, I went and whispered in AJ's ear. I was like, hey, that dude over there, two to the left from you, he just came out of the boo-boo room and didn't wash his hands, so enjoy your poopy poker chips and cards. 3 seconds later, I look up, AJ's at the hand sanitizer station, cleaning it up. He's like, oh, man. So, yeah. All right, to the text line, a couple of things. Barry, I need to know if I can get an I'm sorry Friday. I think I have the most epic one. Sure. Fire it off. That's fine. Whatever you're sorry for, fire it off. Packers fans, he said he's a Packers fan. There are five or six bars around Houston that show Packer games. So I guess they're trying to say that when I was saying that the only teams here that people care about are the Saints, the Cowboys, and the Texans, he was trying to make the case for Packer fans, but whatever.
I let it slide because don't even try that.
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, I've told you time and time again, I don't want to be a part of those bars because I belong in the sanctuary
you have to be
of
by
my
yourself.
Own house. Yes, yeah. Locked up. Yes.
You have to be by yourself at all times. Lance Erline is going to join us.
What
if he can figure out.
What is the engineer going on? Just coming in and. But
you're going to have to go get him, Lance. He's over there at the promotions table.
We did this last week when you were out of town. The H Town takeover. When
here we go.
Oh, look at
can
you.
Can you hear me now?
Oh yeah, it's very loud.
Did we have to?
Yeah.
Did we
you
want
have to?
Yeah. Let's see. The engineer could come over here with you guys,
or
he could eat his
the promo girls.
That's what I was saying.
And
which
eat
one?
His sixth meal of the day.
That dude does a lot of push-ups, though.
He does. He's swole. Big swole.
Yeah.
Is there a bounty on you guys?
Yeah, there's a bounty, but not until after the break. But they're not getting it for a while anyway. AJ and I are just punishing people right now.
Are you?
Yeah, anyone who comes up against us is in a lot of trouble.
Getting you back because if Barry didn't give you the tip, there is a certain individual that didn't wash their hands. So,
that's what I was going to tell you about. You saw AJ at the station?
I saw him, yeah. When I saw him do it,
smart
I was like,
move.
Maybe I should
so,
do it.
Yep. Earlier at a break, I went to the restroom. Some dude comes out of the boo-boo room, goes straight out
that's
the door.
Acceptable.
Straight out the door to his table at AJ's table, two to the left of AJ. And so I went over and I whispered in his ear. I was like, hey, that guy over there. He was in the boo-boo station, didn't wash his hands. AJ's like, oh, man. So that's why
he's got to keep doing it, too.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's so gross. Doesn't ever cross your mind playing poker about
the
disgust,
the chips,
the filth?
Dollars? You know what's on a dollar bill?
Yeah.
We've had
everything.
People today let us know that if you blacklighted and put under a microscope poker chips.
Oh, they say it's just terrible.
It would be like scraping your rectum with a sample slide.
That feels like it may be more than it actually is. That feels like hyperbole.
I feel like you exaggerated a little.
Yeah, you do here sometimes.
How about but like all you do at Vegas, if you've ever spent a lot of time on the felt playing table games and scraping like, no, you know, give me more cards or whatever. Then you check your fingernails at the end of the night, it's like dirty. Oh, that's not a good feeling.
That's so disgusting. I'm a germaphobe, so... That doesn't. Yeah, that doesn't help me want to play poker any more than I already do.
Oh, you didn't know that? He's a huge Grimmer Show.
I didn't know that.
For a longest time.
Is this why he's fist bumping everything?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's then, so then Raheel will grab the fist.
Yeah. I don't like to shake hands.
Yeah, because Raheel is that guy who will try to make things uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah. Right. But Barry has, for the longest time, had a running list of everybody at the station that did not wash their hands.
Mentally, so I never published it, but I kept track of who doesn't.
And then we
some of those names
kind of caught on to it, so we would let him know. Yeah, we'd let him know if we knew someone to add to the list.
Yes. Yeah, I want to ask you about that.
I shall never squeal. I won't snitch on some of them.
He's so full of it. All you got to do is ask twice. He's going to tell.
And he's gone.
Raheel's one of them.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Raheel, he goes out openly and brags about that he doesn't wash his hands.
He'll use the restroom, but now when he pees, he doesn't wash his hands.
He
says when he boo-boos, he does. But he said if he's just regular peeing, he just runs water on his hands and leaves. I'm like, that's not acceptable. That's not okay. And he swears it's just as clean. I'm like, no. There's no way that's just as clean,
Raheel.
Yeah,
the inside of a dog's mouth is more clean than blah, blah, blah. I don't care.
Exactly. Now,
I'm not buying it.
You're big time, so let's get this out of the way, because Barry found out that you decided to show up when you felt like it last week, filling in, and then we had fun. But basically because, you know, you're untouchable and you're a big-time celebrity superstar.
But then you roll in during the middle of a segment and just start
taking over the board and turning knobs and putting your microphone on.
And then on top of all that. We don't have an engineer here.
You actually had to spruce up today because you were on with Colin Cowherd on television.
I just did a little hit with rookie quarterbacks. It's been 2 years ago that I went and did his show, when I was in California in studio. And then I did it here. He's really into the draft, like really into college football, really into the draft, which I didn't know. When he was here for the Super Bowl, I did his show for the first time. And then when I was in California, I did it not this last draft, but the draft before. And it's good. I mean, it's an enormous studio when you go in. I mean, it's just a cavernous. It's probably 2.5 times the size of Fox Sports or
AT&T
Sports. AT&T, yeah, because you know what that one was. Well, this one's higher ceilings, wider. It's a giant. It's on the Fox lots.
Wow.
So it's a well-oiled machine. Greg Tuohy, who's one of the producers who gets me on, listens to our station a lot. Listens to Houston radio because he's from Austin, but is a huge Astros fan, huge Houston sports fan.
Okay.
I think he grew up here.
Okay,
so that's my connection to that show is Greg Tuohy. So I just go on and talk about the rookie quarterback stuff.
So specifically, I saw the headline that said you were on there to school him.
I don't know
about Baker Mayfield.
So I guess we should have. I don't know. Maybe I should have come at him stronger. I did have a. Actually, I did. I had a dissenting opinion. I said that he said, I want a Maserati, not a Mazda, and he's more of a Mazda with the first pick of the draft. And I said, you know, I typically like Maseratis too. I said, but he's performed well. He looks good, yada, yada. And then I just basically said, once the draft is over, it really doesn't matter where you were drafted. It matters how you play. You know, you got to go play now. The draft is over. So especially at quarterback, how are you going to play? And if he plays like a really, really well-running Mazda, then it could translate into a lot of wins. So
does he have the skill set to succeed
in the NFL?
Yeah, he does.
Actually, he does.
Well, his throws on the run are...
They're really impressive. He can throw on the run. He can throw with accuracy deep. The only things you're worried about are, you know, size and is he going to translate from a scheme, which I think he will. And then, you know, personality-wise, just make sure he doesn't douche out too hard because he's got a little of that in him.
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, Bregman has some of that.
Did you
see his
rookie
photo shoot?
Bregman's
kind of bro.
Yeah. So did you see his rookie photo shoot?
Yes.
Shirtless with a live tiger in front of, like, a Rolls Royce.
It's funny because I watched Baker Mayfield, and on the field, his mannerisms and some of the ways that when he scrambles, it reminds me of Johnny Football.
Absolutely.
It does.
Off the field, he reminds me of Johnny Football.
He's got some of that stuff.
Yeah, and that's what I worry about with him.
I got to go make sure that – oh, we're on a break. Good. Okay.
AJ's here.
I probably just had to fold pocket aces at some point.
AJ's going to lick his hands.
Here, put hands. Let's put this guy on. He's the one with the clean hands.
So we're up against it on a break, so we'll come back. AJ will step in and join us live from Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. If you want to stop by this afternoon, there is a bounty on these two guys. They're still alive and doing very well. And you can also have some fun along the way. Great food, great atmosphere. Check it out. Prime Social, we'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Prime Social Club, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Father's and his mother's fault. His mother's fault. Because see, when Mother's Day come around, fathers go in their pocket deep. Go in their pocket deep. Hey, I want to give my mama something. You cash that money out. You know what mothers do? Hey, I want to get daddy something. Well, go in that car. It's some change in my little cup holder in there. Don't nobody even have a sale for Father's Day. Who has a Father's Day sale? Mother's Day sale is like 30 of them. Everybody have Mother's Day sale. Don't nobody have no Father's Day sale. Who has a Father's Day sale? The dollar store. That's how you get water holes and jumper cables for Father's Day. And the stores know this because now the store got a little trick for fathers. They make little packages where they, a little box, give you suspenders, socks, in a shirt, one box. And you know what kids do? They give you that stuff throughout the year. They give you that shirt for Father's Day, them socks for your birthday, and then they just randomly give you something else as, you know, they think about it. It's crazy. Father's Day sucks, and I'm a father. I did all this work to be a father for it to suck.
Hey, there you go. Ali Sadiq, our comedian of the week. When you talk about an FEF Friday, and he's funny. Barry gave you a little of the backstory if you missed it in hour number one, but check him out at Ali_speaks on
Ali,
Twitter.
Ali.
Okay, it's spelled the same way.
Yeah, it's Ali. There's a big difference between Ali and Ali.
Super racist, Joel.
We already
you
mentioned
keep up
that.
With the racists.
Yeah,
so.
We already mentioned yeah. that. We said that, you know, Kirk
earlier,
Menifee.
Earlier he was talking about
James Brown. Kirk Menifee, and I'm like, yeah, they're both the same.
He was like, James Brown yeah. wasn't on the broadcast, and he met Kirk Menifee. I was yeah. like, you're so racist.
Yeah, and I said,
he's
you know
like,
what?
Well, AJ already proved that. Yeah. I was like, you probably think James Brown would make it be an athletic quarterback, don't you?
For the Buccaneers, for sure. You just step right in, and it's interchangeable.
That's understandable. The Bucks rely on an athletic quarterback for their offense.
Yeah.
All right. So is there a bounty?
Blackletic.
Yeah. Blackletic.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is.
Are you? So you're in the tourney. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little over. I'm probably about 2.5 times starting stack.
Okay.
So I'm hanging in there.
Time to call Jerome and time to fill in for you today. Notice I went to the black guy too.
Yeah,
see,
yeah,
he could
that.
Fill in for you
you're
because
trying to get money for a black guy.
If you're
good
kicking
you.
Ass over here, you won't be doing the show today.
No, I'll still have to do the show, but I'll just be late to the show. That's the way Fred and I have been doing shows together and playing poker together for a long time, and it's a long-standing rule is if one of us is still in and one isn't, the other one covers, and in exchange gets 5% of the
not a bad
of,
deal
of the pool.
And so you, I want to make sure this is documented on air. If I stay here. And fill in for you.
You got to talk to Fred. Fred may want to do it by himself. And I mean, you're just trying to get in on Fred's dough.
No, I'm trying to get
that's
another
right,
five.
Fred gets it no matter what.
Fred gets
no,
it.
No, I'm trying to get another five. I don't want it on
we
Fred's five.
We don't need
five.
You, bro.
I don't want it on Fred's five. I want an extra five. It's going to cost you 10%.
You didn't even I might give you 3.
Oh, I'm out. No. Look.
What were your ratings this month?
Better? I think we were second in our time slot. I don't remember.
Okay, I'll give you 2.5 then.
No.
You start
no.
winning your time slot, you get the full five.
We won it almost every month this year. Kiss
did,
my ass.
Did you win it this month?
It's, no, but it
no.
doesn't matter.
This blame the baseball team on that.
No, I blame I blame old Traveling Sam here.
I missed my first week since we've been doing this show.
Okay.
And it was when I was in L.A. Whenever I travel,
no.
I always
took vacation.
Do. Yes. Whenever I travel, I'm on the air.
I know, sounding like you're talking through a
shut your damn mouth.
A ketchup bottle.
A stall.
One time. Shut your
he
mouth.
He did it from a stall without washing his hands.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
yeah, about
go,
that,
boo-boo hands.
I like to think that that guy, there's, because there is a,
I don't believe
a sink in the
inside
in the
stall?
Pooper?
Yeah, so the,
that's gross.
It's like a separate room. Like you, yeah. It's like a pooping suite, which I mean is really nice. At my house, I've got
your
like
pants off and hang them up.
At my house,
it's
in my bathroom,
if that's the case.
At my house, in my bathroom, there's a like you have to go into a little closet to
yes,
poop.
Yes, yep.
I don't like that, and that was like it was almost a deal breaker on us getting this house. I was like, I want to be out in the open.
You like to spread out or what?
Yeah.
Well, you need palatial Laminack Estates where you
no,
have
mine is
a television and your
Listen,
toilet is actually a recliner.
This dude's trying to get 5% from me.
Yeah.
Money bags McGee
yeah.
There's
here.
No way Nora would let me have a room to poop in without a door. I'm in a closet also, okay?
That,
he doesn't have a shower. He has a car wash.
He's making that
That's
Dane
true.
Cook money.
I wish. God, I wish. I would quit.
Is that dude still making money?
I'm sure, yeah. People still pay to see him tour.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
So are you you were saying you would like to believe that he washed his
I like
hands?
To think that he used the special sink for the poop room, but I don't know. So that's why I came over here. I used the hand sanitizer, which I should probably use like once every 30 minutes or an hour here anyway, just
yeah.
to be safe.
If he pisses you off at any time at the table, will you ask him?
He already pissed me off.
That's what I'm saying, because we're getting close to that point. But will you just ask him, bro, do you wash your hands?
No. If I see it, I would have asked. I'd be like, hey, man.
It's gross.
Like, yeah, like what's going on here?
Yeah,
Especially a stranger. There's some people at our office who I see who think it's okay to pee and not wash their hands.
Raheel
actually admits to
yeah.
it.
Amongst others.
Who else? Name names.
No.
I got to know if they're on my list because we were just talking with Lance about that. I keep a mental list of everyone that doesn't wash their hands.
Yeah, I do too.
You're not saying? Okay.
No, I'm not saying.
I got you.
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah, there's a couple that I won't reveal that are on my list.
Uh-huh.
That wouldn't be, it wouldn't be smart to reveal.
Exactly.
I had to report to Barry a few while he was out. A couple of them were very disappointing to
Man,
Barry.
That's rough.
It makes you sad when you're like, really? I liked you.
I know.
Oh, God.
All right, guys. I got to go back and try to win Barry 5%. So,
yeah.
Go
make my money,
guys.
Bitch.
Wow. Finishes strong.
He's like, you're lucky I have to leave. Good
so
luck.
There you go. If you want to be out here, it's 7801 Westheimer. Get in on the bounty to try and get out AJ and or Lance. It is worth your time and money if you do. So take that into consideration as we continue to roll on. So we're heading towards the time of the day where we skip for a break a little bit, take a little time off, come on back, and we'll be refreshed. We're at the midway point, the halftime break, so to speak. So we're going to take a quick break, come back. Why don't you? It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Prime Social Club, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big shows. We continue to roll on ESPN 97.5. It's The Usual Suspects on an FEF Friday. We've already had AJ join us. We've had Lance join us. They are here like we are, 7801 Westheimer Prime Social, where they are in the midst of playing some poker, and there's a bounty on those two guys. You take them out, you get a nice little cash prize. As it stands, you can win some good cake, good coin to be had, lots of good beverages and food and atmosphere. It's a great place, so stop on by if you're heading out of the downtown Galleria area on your way to start the weekend. No better place than right here.
How was your quesadillas? Were they good?
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
All right, let's talk conspiracy theories again because we got some text on that topic from earlier.
Okay.
So this is from Deacon. He said, Barry, thank you for talking about this phone thing. My parents and I have had this conversation several times over the last few weeks. things that they have never searched online, never visited websites for, or anything else, but they have discovered them out, but they have discussed them out loud, and now they're getting ads online and on their phones the next day. It's unreal. You hit on something big. I'm not the first to figure that out, obviously, but it's something I have heard rumblings of in the past, but I've never experienced until today, until it just happened, and that kind of freaked me out. There was another part where it said, I was browsing sports articles online the other day, and one of the headlines was something about Stephon Marbury. I didn't click it or read it. I kept scrolling, but I just kind of chuckled and said Starberry. 10 minutes later, I was getting ads for Starberry shoes. That's creepy.
I understand if, and I've told you this, when Lisa gets on my laptop, if she's like doing her Amazon shopping or whatever, and then suddenly like in the on the columns on the side, you'll see some stuff pop up and be like that. But if it's just in discussion,
that's the weird
part. Is really scary.
Somebody texted and said, it's been leaked a while ago by Snowden that our devices are monitoring our conversations. For example, there is a CIA program called Weeping Angel that turned smart TVs into recording devices. Now, the guy that I stayed with in L.A., Kazim, he said he talked to somebody, I don't know, somehow, that was in the NSA or worked as a contractor or whatever. Because I asked him, I was like, why do you have tape over your webcam? And he was like, oh, I know someone that was, or I talked to someone that said, oh, yeah, they'll turn your webcam on and look. I was like, really?
I've heard about...
That's creepy, man.
For your kid cam. For the baby cam?
Hackers can hack those, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I've heard about that. But this is taking it to another level.
Yeah.
Turning it on?
Yeah, and they can disable the light but still turn it on. That's kind of weird to me. But then I'm like, man, if they did that for, like, at my house, boy, they're going to be really disappointed.
Now, El Jefe said it's not.
I'd be like, again? This guy's going to pull it off.
El Jefe said it's not a crazy conspiracy theory. It's the basic function of the device to listen for your request, getting back to when you would talk to Siri
and
otherwise.
Not true. Because on mine, like if I do this right now, okay, Google, search for James Brown's hairline. It's not nothing. Look, nothing happened to my phone because you have to have it on and engaged. So if my phone is often in my pocket, it's not actively listening. So I disagree. I don't think that's necessarily the case. Now, maybe at home when you have the Google devices or Alexa devices or whatever,
I feel like I'm El Jefe's lawyer because he said if you have Google Power's phone or a smart device that you talk to, those devices are programmed to always listen to you.
Right, the Google Home things, but not your phone. Because like I said, in order to engage the Google Assistant on your phone, you have to say, okay, Google, and then give it your response. But mine, your phone can't be off and locked, and it just pop on for you. So it's kind of creepy, man. Somebody said Lance sounded like Joe Rogan. I don't know why that was the case. I don't think he sounds like Joe Rogan, do you?
I do not.
Let's see, where to go? Barry is such a girl. Don't ever go to a country like Iraq. They wipe their butts with their left hand. First of all, I don't know why being a germaphobe makes me a girl.
Skinny jeans. No, forever.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Skinny jeans and Forever 21 would be more likely.
I was
going
to say, if you want to call me a girl because I shopped at Forever 21, that's fine. But just being clean, you're nasty. That's what it is. You're nasty. It has nothing to do with being a girl or not, idiot. And no, I don't want to go to Iraq. I don't need to go. Hey, guys, in y'all's opinion, what's the best pizza in Houston? Oh, my God. That could take forever.
Man, it could. You know, and the crazy thing is that I have to try it again because, you know, I'm a Falbo Brothers guy.
I know.
But my guy sold it.
He was
in the process of selling it last week. He sent me a text, and he was trying to get the sale to go through. Well, if the sale goes through, now I got to go check it out again before I can
make sure
give it the approval.
I don't know. I don't really have a favorite because, listen, a lot of people are going to judge me on this. I'll just get Domino's or Little Caesars or something like that.
Star Pizza's always been good, though. And what's the one that used to sponsor you guys on game day?
I don't remember. Don't catch me
over there on Wah.
I know that I've driven home and listened to Fred and AJ talk about pizza. I'm not a pizza snob like that. I'm just fine with Papa John's or Little Caesars or Domino's.
Yeah, they
like I'm just fine with it. Look, yeah. Fred's already giving me the stink eye because I said that.
Yeah, I'm not going to call Fred a snob, but
oh, he's definitely a pizza snob.
Definitely
sure.
Aficionado. They know where to go, and they have some pretty good targeted places to hit up when they're talking about the Za. So, yeah, definitely a good resource there.
Trevor G said, you guys should start using Scott Bergen quotes when you go in and out of breaks. You know what's funny is he sent me he emailed me a list of all of the hate that he's gotten. He just said, here's some random quotes from people that have either quoted on my YouTube page or on the videos or emailed me or sent these quotes in. He gets a lot of hate, man.
Because a lot of people, I'm sure, believe that it's him being completely cruel to kids and everything else. But if you notice,
it's people that don't get it.
We have already implemented Scott into our regular show routine.
That's right, at the end of the show.
The close.
He will, it may not happen today because Tyler might not be hip on it. I doubt Nick updated it before he left. But, yeah, it's a part of it. But, look, I'll just start at the top of his list. Worst coach of the century. Worst coach I've ever seen. Steroid popping douche doesn't need to be around kids. Hang him. He's a pedophile.
Jeez.
That was left on his videos. You're a monster that enjoys being cruel to kids to make them better at sports. You are a monster. And that's the first three of this long-ass list that he sent
me. Oh, my God, that list is long.
Yeah, I wasn't reading all that, by the way. I think Coach severely overestimated
my... Was that message sent from Jackson with an X?
Yeah. But it's just wild how serious people took those videos when they were obviously jokes.
I thought it was really neat, too, though, that you know someone just sent it to me. We started talking about it on the show. We aired the clips. Then we find out he's from right outside of Houston.
Montgomery.
He's tweeting us to get on the show. And it turns out like that. And it seems like a really good dude. That was fun yesterday for sure.
Yeah.
Someone said that you said on the air, and I didn't call you out on it, the fact that you were coming out of the closet because of the poop room. And I was like, I just didn't pay that much attention.
I didn't hear that. Let me guess. Let me guess who it was.
No, you won't. It'll shock you.
Let me guess who it was.
It'll shock you.
Dr. Dre on 290.
Incorrect.
Oh, well, I figured. He's always the one that's going sliding up in your Knicks DMs.
It is El Jefe.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He slid up in the DMs?
Yes.
Get a life, guys. We're all a bunch of weirdos. Get a life. This is a conversation. We're going to say things. It happens.
Yeah, and we don't need any help getting our stuff isolated either because Nick normally does a pretty damn good job with that as well. Texans, by the way, Barry, we'll get into this a little bit more too after the break, but Texans this weekend, I'm looking at the list of the guys the Rams have added on defense between Marcus Peters, Akeem Talib, Ndamukong Suh. I'm just even more convinced than our discussion the other day. None of those guys need to play.
But we know
Deshaun
that not to be true.
Deshaun does not need to play. I don't care.
But we know that not to be true. We know Bill O'Brien has come out and said everybody. It's all hands on deck. Everybody's going to play. Now, how long they play,
right.
I think, remains to be seen. I doubt J.J. Watt plays more than a series.
Why do you need to see those guys at all? I mean, especially, look, I don't want Deshaun, if he plays a series or two, great. I mean, you watched the game last night, and it seemed like the starters for both teams were going to play the first half. But when you're playing a defense that's that talented, and you're playing a guy like Sue, who just for craps and giggles might just step on someone's ankle or kick someone in the nads.
I don't know if he does that in the preseason. You think he'd be that dirty in the preseason? I mean, he realizes this is how guys make their living.
But do you think that in the regular season he would have done the stuff that he's done? Matt Schaub. You know, the Texans fans saw it firsthand with Schaub, but he's not afraid to kick someone in the jimmy.
I think that they would. I think he's professional enough to know the difference.
When is the last time we've seen Ndamukong Suh and professional used in the same sentence?
Touche.
Or unless you said he's not professional.
No, he's professional enough to know the difference between a regular season game versus a preseason game.
I know what you said.
I think that I think Deshaun Watson will play the majority of the first half, but I think the reason O'Brien wants to do this is because they're not playing in game four.
Absolutely not.
So you better get them some live reps now, including J.J. Watt and some of the other guys that haven't played at all. Let them get a couple of, you know, get see the game speed again, at least a couple of series, and then be ready to go for the start of the season.
You know what that tells you, by the way, because nobody playing in week four. That means some of the best contact and hits are going to be in the parking lot when Texans fans and Cowboys fans meet up prior to going into that game.
I swear to God, if I see people or hear people – talking trash about a preseason game, I'm banning them from the show.
Oh, it's coming.
I'm going to block people. I've never blocked anyone on Twitter yet. I will start blocking people.
Stop it. Never?
No, I've muted people, but I don't block them.
Okay.
But I will block people if they talk trash on a preseason game. That's literally like talking trash about pro wrestling. Like it's the same. Like it's all scripted. It's fake. This is fake football right now. There's no reason to get all up in arms about
it. That's why I don't think there's any reason for them to play either. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. We are in hour number two of the 3 hour show. We are at live at Prime Social 7801. Westheimer, where lots of good poker going on. Again, upscale environment, great food, great scenery, great poker. AJ Hoffman's still in the tournament. Lance Zierlein's still in the tournament. It's a bounty. You take him out, you get paid. And also just get here because the games are really good. We'll be back with more. This is The Usual Suspects. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Hour number two, 3 hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Keep in mind, hour number three. Simulcast on SportsMap 94.1. We'll bring the mappers into the fray. It's Barry, it's Joel, Nick on vacation. Glamping, Nathan said, is what you call it.
Glam camping?
When you're camping glamorously or gramping because you're camping with people the age of your grandparents.
Gramping.
Cause,
I like that.
Because he's got at least two, he said, that are over 70 years old camping, quote unquote. When you're in a cabin, air-conditioned, I'm not sure you're camping.
There was a, back in the day, when I was in high school, there was a slang term called lamping. L-A-M-P-I-N-G, but no one used the G, it was just lamping. In fact, Flavor Flav, I believe, had a song called Cold Lamping. And I have no idea what the hell it means. I think it just means styling. But
last time I was slabbing,
I was thinking
about lamping. And then I decided, don't catch me lying. I don't know.
Oh, my God. You sounded so old.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I resemble that remark, according to some.
My phone was on. This is a text.
Okay.
My phone was on GPS right now, and when Barry said, okay, Google search James Brown's hairline, my phone got out of the GPS and searched it up.
It's not the first time that's happened with us in this show.
You're lucky. Last time we did a porn thing.
Talked to Siri.
Yeah. Somebody suggested Sue wouldn't risk a regular game suspension for a dirty play in the preseason. I would say it would be more of a professional thing where he would – a professional courtesy. He's dumb enough to do it, but I think he's also at least professional enough to protect his fellow football players during the preseason. But I've been wrong before.
Yeah, not often, though. I was listening to Charlie on the way in, and he had the Vincenzo, the beat writer for the Rams for the Athletic.
Yes.
And they were talking about it. What's weird with the Rams is, because, man, did they have an offseason. The names that I mentioned, Marcus Peters, who can play his tail off, Akeem Talib on the corner. You know, they have Aaron Donald unsigned, obviously, and they added Ndamukong Suh. Their defense is loaded up. When you look at it, if Donald doesn't reach some kind of a long-term deal, he's getting 6.9 this year. Sue's getting 14 for 1 year.
Uh-huh.
Talib is getting paid well over 10, I believe. The guys that they're adding are all – and they just long-term signed Todd Gurley. And when it happened, I said to you, wow, they wrapped up Gurley and they still haven't done anything with Donald. And they fully expect –
Talib's at 11.
Yeah, so I said upwards of 10.
Yeah.
So everybody's making more than Aaron Donald, and he's arguably the best defensive player in football. And the guy was saying to Charlie, look, the Rams fully expect again that come week one he'll be ready. He'll be ready to play. He'll win Defensive Player of the Year again, and then they'll go from there. But this year they are hopeful between this game tomorrow and the end of the preseason that they find some kind of common ground on a long-term deal. Bottom line is, a lot like we've heard this before with others, including Jadeveon Clowney, when it comes out of Gruden's mouth, but he doesn't want just best defensive player in the league type money. He wants quarterback money, and that's where the discrepancy comes in. OBJ, the same way with the Giants. When the negotiation started, he wanted quarterback money, and I just don't think it's realistic.
I was looking at the spot track when you started talking contracts. I pulled it up, and a lot of times they'll give you a player's estimated value. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they had Ndamukong Suh at $14.2 million. He got 14,
right.
14 and a half. So they were right on with that estimate. They have Aaron Donald at $18.9 million. Would you give Aaron Donald $19 million?
Depends on for how long.
But they're saying a 5-year, $94 million contract is his market value.
$19 million
over 5 years.
Now, remember the conversations you and I had even involving Clowney when we were getting close to that number? I think Aaron Donald's worth it. I think Aaron Donald, head and shoulders, is the best defensive player in football right now.
That wouldn't be more than Von Miller has on his current contract.
See, but I think Von Miller has really slipped a little bit since he got that big deal. Aaron Donald hasn't shown any signs yet of regression. I think he's worth it. You don't?
I do. Yeah, absolutely. I think he's worth it. I mean, I pay the guy. I don't know if I give him quarterback money because quarterback money is, you know, $30 million.
Now you're getting 20s and 30s. And
yeah, but I would give the guy $19 million a year.
If that gets it done for at least 5 years, hell yeah, I get that done.
Yeah, I was pulling up. I wanted to pull up the defensive linemen. So you got Ansa 17, DeMarcus Lawrence 17. Cox at 17, Vernon at 17, J.J. Watt at 16. I give the guy his money, man, if that's what he wants. If Ndamukong Suh can get 14, you kind of have to pay Aaron Donald.
Yeah, I think he's worth it, and you get it done, and you stop dicking around with it because of the fact that when you look at it, look at a guy like Le'Veon Bell. Look at every single year how they have to sit there and go back to the well, and they continue are worried about he's going to continue to hold out. They're going to continue to not get a long-term deal done. Well, the time is now in both situations. If I'm the Rams, I really want to lock up Aaron Donald because he's not a running back, because we know that his life expectancy is going to be a little longer. But that's what I said. If that's a 5-year deal for $94 million, I think they should just get it done now.
Yep, I'm with you.
All right, so anything else you're looking at wanting to check out in this Texans game, if indeed it is the real dress rehearsal prior to the regular season start?
Not really. I want to see. I mean, obviously, I'm keeping an eye on the offensive line. See how the secondary plays. But that's probably it. Really, more than anything, if J.J. Watt does play, I want to see how he looks. Does he look tentative? Is he going full speed? And what does
Lance
he look like?
Singing according to
that's
his
what,
people,
that's what I,
that he may really be back. And it's hard for me to believe that he comes anywhere close to where he was but prior to these two injuries. But if that's the case and he really is looking like he's back to old form, that's just great news.
I think most people would agree with this following statement. If the Texans are healthy on defense, they'll have one of the best defenses in football.
That's a big if.
But it's a big if. Yeah. It's a huge if. I mean, you can't say the same thing on the offensive side of the ball because the whole offensive line is a question mark. You want Deshaun Watson to be healthy, and he can make that line look better. But defensively, this team could you know, make a little noise if they're healthy and everyone is 100%. Because a 70% J.J. Watt is fine, but it's not the same.
Absolutely not the same. And it's good to hear that Lance's people were saying that he looks pretty close
to
that.
Yeah, that is good.
Because then, like you said, it's not one guy you got to worry about. You got to worry about three separate injuries just there alone between the front seven, and then you got to worry about the secondary.
Yep.
So we got plenty more to get to. We got 60 minutes to go on the show, 1 hour left. We're going to have the Sports Mappers join us next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.